Miscellaneous and meeting debrief, number 16. I will open the floor. Commissioner Wecker?
Well, I would like to propose to the commission that we consider moving our venue for the December meeting from Olympia to Port Townsend. And the rationale is that we've got a number of steelhead activities, proposals that during the Fish Committee, we were informed would be likely to be the subject of a hearing in December. So, we'd like to just consider the idea of returning to some of our travel that we did before the bad old times, before the meltdown, and go to the place closest to some of the steelhead fishers on the North Olympic Peninsula, as well as in Puget Sound. There's a new facility in Port Townsend that Rich Childers would like to show us, we hear. And our understanding is that the cost probably would not be significant of doing that. So that's our thought.
Commissioner Mikan?
I support that as well, some of the topics in addition to steelhead, because it's centrally located on the Olympic Peninsula, would be our crab harvest, and the possibility of also a discussion on some of the issues associated with halibut. The Straits Commission up there has a large auditorium and space where the meeting could be held. I guess the department has funded some of the activities up there in the Straits Commission in those kinds of meetings. So I think we could probably get a fair deal up there in terms of a meeting venue. We'd also have the opportunity to tour the new facility up there, new WDF&W facility up there, which is a very, very nice one. I was up there with my wife and had the opportunity to tour it. It is a remodel of the Point Wilson Coast Guard station, and they've done it in 1950s and 1960s construction. Nice wide hallways, big large globe lights in the hallways. And I think we need to see it. I think it's a wonderful place, and centrally located. It's a great improvement over the old shellfish management facilities farther down on Hood Canal. So I'm excited about that possibility, and I support Commissioner Wecker's recommendation. One other thing too is in the past. We have gotten out into the state, and there was a period of time early on, and when I was on the commission, where we were meeting approximately half of the time outside of Olympia. And the reason that we came back, it was really good, because you got a different view. The commission was able to get a different view of the different venues and the people. And the people who would show up at those at those meetings were different. They were not the people necessarily that would show up to a large meeting in Olympia. So it was really quite interesting, and we had lots of compliments on it. The reason we stopped doing that was because of the downturn in the economy and the budgetary problems. But my understanding is, at this point, the commission, at least, is within budget. There'd be probably an additional cost to the department staff for going up there, but I can't imagine that would break us up in business at this point. So I'm going along with that recommendation. I think it would be an opportunity for us to begin to strike out and go into the field and talk to the people where they live.
Mr. Grebel. I agree with what Connie's saying about that. I mean, it's really important we get out to our constituents. I'm happy that we're going to Spokane in September. I would encourage considering some visits to Eastern Washington when possible, too, because, again, the travel, we just get better participation, And as you say, too, a different kind of group appears at those meetings. You know, we get the farmers, the guide services, the people that are really on the ground and participating in these at a different level than, say, representatives of large organizations. So I agree. I think that's a real positive thing to do, and I would encourage the commission to make more efforts in that direction.
I don't think anyone would disagree with the points put forward, and I know I spoke with Rich at our Region 4 meeting, and he was inviting us over, so we'll do this. And I think as the realities of the budget world ebb and flow, hopefully we're on the rising tide now a little bit. So yes, thank you. Any further discussions, debriefings? Hearing none, I wish to thank you all for attending, and we will be meeting next month in Spokane. So until that time, we will adjourn.